not surprised due to the fact that I see other post offices being going through the same process, being evaluated by assessors in Dublin, and I don't think they have a clear understanding of rural post offices or rural Ireland at all and local communities. I don't think that there'll be any of them saved in Donegal at the moment. We're waiting for another few to come through as well in my own area, in my own parish, Bunbeg and Brunalak, and it just shows what the government contempt is with rural Ireland, that they want to take away all the services that are there. And I must commend the local community there in Dunfanaghy and all the other areas that have come out to huge meetings in different communities and wanting to keep the service in the area. And unfortunately today we hear that that's another post office gone in Dunfanaghy.
One of the points that was made by yourself, Councillor O'Donnell and others, was that the population of Dunfanaghy swells considerably over the holiday period. And if you look at the actual number of people living in and based in that area at the height of summer, it's going to be very different to the population in the winter. And these were perhaps factors that on post and the assessors weren't really taking into consideration.
Exactly, and also that Donegal and years to come by 2040 and regarding the Donegal County Council, that the population is going to grow over that period of time to the tune of 50,000 extra people living in Donegal by 2040. And these services are, you know, much needed in the community, and I don't think the assessors, like I said before, are taking this into consideration with the growth that's going to happen in the next few years. And also the expenditure that it's putting on local people now, where they have to travel to avail of services and the likes of Alcara and Derrybeg and even Dunloe. So it's putting extra burden, financial burden, on people out there.